Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, and yes, you can. So let's take another step toward your best self today. Something that most people would label as a positive characteristic trait is possessing humility. When someone is humble, they're known to be more conservative in their lifestyle and choose not to be self-promotional about their achievements. However, you can arrive at that same endpoint behavior in two different ways. The first is humble minimizing, which is an unhealthy way of discrediting yourself. And the other is humble assured, that comes from a more grounded and self-confident place. Let's dive into each. Humble minimizing is a symptom of having low self-worth. In the face of success, you choose to deflect the attention because you feel like an imposter for having it. You speak humbly about the circumstances and factors that lead to certain accomplishments, and while it comes off as humble and grateful, it's actually an unconscious influence to limit your role in it. As the term suggests, you use humility to minimize yourself in the face of achievement. Humble assured is a more genuine expression of humility. You fully recognize the role you played to be successful, but you don't find the need to make it known. You find quiet confidence in your own ability, but would prefer to make it about other people and other things, to be in service of the moment. And while you do accept that other things contributed to the result, that doesn't threaten you because you know that you had a hand in it as well. There's a more certain, self-assured energy behind it, where you genuinely know that it wasn't a fluke, and that you have the skills and know-how to succeed again. To make this concrete, let me share a personal example. A moment in my life when I was humble minimizing was when I got my first job out of college. I spoke about the conditions that led to me getting the job, which included a lot of past relationships helping to open doors. It was a prestigious job in medical device sales, and I credited getting it to those factors. And I believed that I wouldn't have gotten the job had it not been for those relationships. Having a more humble, assured perspective now, I can absolutely see how this opportunity was only available because of these relationships, but I wouldn't have been a candidate for it had I not graduated with honors, with a degree in neurobiology, and having the skill set of being a really good communicator. I point this out because on the surface, both humble minimizing and humble assured create the same outcome. The difference is the intention and energy behind it. Knowing the distinction here, you can reflect on moments where you choose to be humble and better understand what's motivating them. It's not binary, and there is a lot of gray area between the two. But the core question I'd ask is, do I feel lucky or do I feel like I earned this? Continue to be humble and elevate others, but don't do so at the expense of your own self-worth. I'm Brian Ford, and if you found this helpful and want to make an impact today, share this podcast episode with a few people you care about. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.